This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, and President Biden signed it. The bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia, for which Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed regret.
Now, I've said from day one, this is a bridge CR, a temporary solution, not the final destination. We will not stop fighting for more economic and security assistance for Ukraine. Majorities in both parties support Ukraine aid. And doing more is vital for America's security and for democracy around the world.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll revisit Ukraine later, but this bill was needed to pass now.
I'm confident the Senate will pass further urgent assistance to Ukraine later this year. But let's be clear, the alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually set them back.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed the bill before midnight and called it good news for the American people. Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in a heat wave that raised the risk of bushfires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. The nation's weather forecaster said temperatures will be up to 12 degrees Celsius above average in some areas.